This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, guys? It's me, Gabrus. And before you get to my episode, by the way, thanks for listening. I just want to let you know that I'm going to be doing some live dates in the new year. So get yourself some tickets. The weekend of the 16th, 17th, 18th, I'll be doing a little Northeast. I'll be in Littlefield, Brooklyn on January 16th. I'll be at Great Scott in Boston on January 17th. And I'll be at the Ruba Club in Philadelphia on January 18th. And then in February, I'll be doing a little Texas tour. Don't worry. It's after the Super Bowl, Texas, so you can come out on the weekend. It's February 6th. I'll be at the White Oak Music Hall in Houston. On February 7th, I'll be at the North Door in Austin. And on February 8th, I'll be at the Son of Herman Hall in Dallas. Do yourself a favor. Get all your tickets at headgum.com/live. You'll see links to all the tickets for my shows. So that's January 16th, 17th, 18th in Brooklyn, Boston, and Philly, and February 6th through 8th in Texas, Houston, Austin, and Dallas. Thanks so much. Hope to see you out there. See you soon, shitheads. What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. Something the listeners should remember is that I live in an apartment complex. They don't like me yelling like this, Johnny G. Joining me, as always, in the High and Mighty studios is my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabrus. Arthur, give him a shout-out. All right. And then also joining me in the High and Mighty Studios, totally ready to match my energy, is my former Guy Code castmate. I got fucking D Lemon. Damian Lemon is in the High and Mighty Studio. What's up, bud?
What is good, man? I had to see that in real life right there. That.
Yeah, I had a moment there where I was just like, oh, fuck, I got to do this shit from D right now.
Turn it on, though. You are the fuckboy Michael Buffer. I like
that.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed
shit.
With that. In this corner, I did it for my brother's wedding. I officiated their wedding.
Uh huh.
And my brother is a big MMA fan.
Uh huh.
So I did the whole Bruce Buffer. I was like, standing 6 foot, what? You know,
at
like,
the wedding?
At the wedding.
Well, that's an intense
at the beginning
wedding.
Of the ceremony.
That's funny as shit.
I was like, I'm sorry for a lot of people, but this is mostly for my brother now. And I just went off.
Did you give the bride's weight too?
Oh, I played it. I'm like, standing 5 foot. At age, she told me not to say, and weighing in at less than you think, and
you know,
like just all shit like that. Damian, this is so funny. Guy Code has been on my mind lately, and then you text me, tell me you're in town, let's grab a drink or whatever, and grab lunch, and I was like, bro, you gotta come do the podcast.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be a good time to like revisit Guy Code. Guy Code 2020 would be a completely different show.
It would be very hard to book. It'd be a lot of via satellite. I'm here in my trailer, and I just wanted to talk about burping.
Oh, you mean if we had a full-on true cast reunion?
If we had the reunion.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Guy Code 2020 as far as issues go, topics.
Yeah, we would have to change them a little bit. Yeah. You know, the friend zone we realize is okay.
Yeah, exactly. It would be cis code.
Right.
I hope you're not offended. That's how we start every segment.
This, you know, it would always have like the opinions expressed here are those opinions of the comedians, although they are just trying to be funny, so don't really hold them to their opinions on overweight women or whatever.
Oh, man. Trigger warning.
Yeah, the shit that's just out there about like the shit I've said that's on camera, I'm just like, we don't need that shit to come around again.
Yeah, let's not do that. Let's not get them clips in the world.
And we also, none of us knew that shit was going to be 7 seasons and like sort of...
Was it that many seasons?
Was it 6 seasons?
Plus, crazy.
Like, I blended them all together because we got Guy Court, then we had like Guy Code Honors, and
Guy Code versus Girl Code.
Guy Code versus Girl Code. Yo, and I was just there for every paycheck they let me have.
Hey.
I remember being like, yo, I'm married. You should put me on Girl Code. They were like, no, thank you. And
Take
I'm like,
easy.
Yo, I need more money. Let's talk about some of our fellow alumni.
Okay.
And maybe it'll make us depressed when we talk about how well everyone else is doing.
Oh, it sucks. I don't want to
try to find the person that I think I'm doing better than because I'll be embarrassed.
You'd be like, oh, no, you know I'm doing better. No, actually, I don't know if you saw a deadline.
That guy's a real estate agent now. He's making a fortune. Bro, everyone from that cast is still in it and still doing it. And
for the most part, yeah, I think
so. To bigger levels. Duvall has got a Billboard chart.
Number one song in the game.
I remember being like, who the fuck is this dude? And now he's like a fucking hip-hop recording
artist.
Like
Frankie Beverly.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, that shit is bananas.
Charlemagne is Black Dr. Phil.
Oh my goodness. Back to back bestsellers.
Yeah, two guys that would just sit in a room together and say the dumbest shit. One of them is now has had a number one song, and the other one is a number one New York Times bestselling
That's
author.
That's bananas.
That's fucking wild.
That's bananas.
Pete Davidson has fucked every beautiful woman.
That shit is bananas. He's fucking so many. It's like he's an agent now. He puts me on the new models. Like, oh, I didn't even know. Oh, she's somebody? He's validating supermodels.
Man, I feel like having to live all your relationships in public like that, man.
Yeah, that's a little bugged out.
Yeah.
That's a little bugged out. You got to have a different type of sensibility for that.
You got to be able to handle that shit. Yeah. You got to be, and that's hard.
Yeah.
Like, just, I thought about that when he was in the news with Ariana Grande and shit, and I was like, imagine the world knows when you get dumped, world knows you're going through a breakup, and then also you're open about your mental health issues, so the world is scared on your behalf. Like, that's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure for a kid.
Exactly.
I call Pete a kid. He's like 30 now, or 20,
right,
28
I guess so,
now.
Yeah, right.
But we've known him since he was 17.
Since he was a young cat, yeah. Yeah, just to have that shit, because that's super. Yeah, like a pop star.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He's like People Magazine famous.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Even Sharla, who's probably got the biggest platform, or Duval, Pete is like Gossip Magazine
absolutely
famous.
Yeah, and SNL.
You know what I mean? SNL.
So it's like, you know, all of those high platforms.
Soder's got a fucking HBO special.
That shit was dope. Did you see it?
No, I have it on DVR. I'm waiting.
It's really good. I liked it a lot. It's dope. The special, it has the old HBO open.
Oh,
which is fire. I was in from then. I was like, oh, he destroyed that.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he got billions. He out here.
Oh, yeah. He's on billion. Fuck, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Who else? Schultz is out here destroying the game.
Yo, Schultz. According to Schultz, he's a revolutionary.
But that was 10 years ago he was going to be a revolutionary. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, he's got a fashion line. He's got
Does he?
Yeah. I think he sells Hypebeast level clothing, you know.
Really?
Yeah. He's got limited release long sleeve shirts and shit, I feel like, you know.
Okay.
That Fairfax kind of avenue
shit. Yeah, yeah,
That's funny. Damn. Yeah. Schultz is 10 million views across every platform of
It's like the Gary V of hip hop. Yeah. I mean, of comedy.
Yes. That's exactly what he is.
I see it. Yeah, I see the way.
And even his energy about the stuff. He's like, no, you got to be making your own shit.
Right,
yeah.
Right. No, he's driven. I salute that.
Yeah.
I salute that because, that's a super commitment. I'm so weird about still, I don't really engage much on social media. It just feels, it's enough that I get on stage to be vulnerable. You know what I mean?
Right,
now I'm looking at my phone and I'm like, hey, I need your valid. You know what I mean? Obviously, that's where we working at.
It's hard.
It's
hard.
A lot.
Because I kind of want to be able to do that.
Yeah,
because
I see
the benefits through other people,
of course.
Right? Where you're like, oh, shit, so-and-so is getting free shit because they did this. You know, so-and-so got cast in this because everyone was. And I'm just at 37 years old starting to fuck around with being like, oh, let me just tweet. Hey, who wants, you know.
Right.
It took me, I'm going on a little tour. It took a High and Mighty tour coming to you soon. Texas in February, the Northeast in next week. I don't know when this episode comes out.
Actually, the Northeast?
Yeah. doing New York, Boston, and Philly. As a matter of fact, I think this episode, New York is tonight,
uh-oh,
Boston is tomorrow night, and Philly is this Saturday. Come see me, and then in February I'll be in Texas. But I need to get guests in these cities.
Right.
And it took me so much of like I was going off a high dive. Like I was asking out a girl in high school to just tweet, hey, who's your favorite comics / podcasters in the following cities?
Right.
And that's nothing. I'm asking to put other people on, give other people a gig.
Right.
And I think it's corny to ask help or promote. And I'm like, oh, everyone's going to think I'm just promoting the fact that I'm on tour. I'm like, but that's what you have to do.
That's what you have to do. That's part of the game.
Yeah. And it's crazy because then, especially once you start doing I get paid on the door or shit mm-hmm, Patreon,
right,
where you're like, if I promote it, I see actual financial response.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you're like, if I don't tweet about it, I might lose $40. You know what I mean? Like, if I tweet and three people see it and buy tickets, that puts $10 in my power, $6 in my pocket, whatever it is. Yeah.
It's the business side of show business. Right. It's, you know what I mean? You got to do that shit.
And that shit's so hard. I don't even like, I'm a former party animal. I hate when some shit's like, hey, you had a small part in this thing. We're doing a premiere party. I'm like, I don't want to go and not. But that's a game. That's the game you got to play. You got to get your picture. You got to be in the picture with another celebrity who posts it. And you're like, crazy. Yo, help tag me, please.
We out here working.
But that's the thing. I think someone one time said to me, the fact that you are concerned about coming across as like craven or weird or whatever on social media already puts you ahead of most. Like, the fact that it's in your mind to not come across like a major douchebag already puts you ahead of other people. Because, like, that's the shit that I'm afraid of. I'm like, I make fun of people on social media in my head so much that the second I do anything that remotely reflects that.
But that's what cripples me on social media, because I'm that person where I'm thinking, like, I don't want to look crazy out here. But you have to say fuck all of this shit. This is what it is. I remember, speaking of Duval, I remember this shit. This was back during Guy Code, because he was heavy on social media since the beginning.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, you don't overthink that shit out there? He was like, what did he say? It was so simple and profound. He was like, why would I overthink for motherfuckers that don't think? And it was just like, fair enough. You know what I mean? Like, if you're looking at it like that, you write a D.
Artie, get down, dude.
Yeah.
it's so true. Like, for example, I get worked up when I see people like tweeting responses and shit to like celebrities, or like fuck you Trump, or like responding to shit like that. Yesterday I responded to Hot Pockets, you know what I mean, on Twitter. They were like, who are content creators we should work with? And I was like, you should advertise on my podcast.
Okay.
And then I felt like that was so corny. Right. But then also it took me 0 seconds. It affects no one.
Right.
And if Hot Pockets is like, yo, here's the bag.
It's a win, right. I'm like, come on.
Here's free Hot Pockets. I'm game.
That's all it is. Yeah.
And then that's when the shit starts to get crazy. And then you see how you can make that move to influencer, when all of a sudden you're like, all right, if I surf enough free shit,
and it's a weird line though, because there's times like when you on the flight and you wanna some shit might happen at the airport. I see a lot of people hitting Delta, you know, publicly at Delta. You need to fix this,
right?
All right, take it easy.
Yeah,
but
and it's always funny because it's all people. It feels like it's all craving, like just send me a $100 gift card,
right. That's all I really need. I'm crying.
Yeah, and it's like that weird, like, I can't believe this flight's delayed again. And then there's that shit when you're on the plane and people are bugging out about being delayed, and you look around and you go, what the fuck? What does everyone have to do here?
Right.
Relax.
Where are you going?
And then when it's you and you're like, this sucks, I have a platform, yo! And then you realize you're just the same fucking person. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, but shout out to everybody that was on the...
Did we miss any? Oh, Jermaine?
Jermaine Fowler killing shit.
Yeah.
Chris DeStefano out there killing shit. I mean, you go down the line, man. Everybody is rocking. Awkwafina just got a Golden Globe. Shout out to that. Shout out to Awkwafina.
Nicole Byer is dropping the hammer on...
Nailed it and all that. Yeah. Yeah, everybody, you know.
Fuck, dude.
And everybody else. I don't want to, you know, because now
I'm like, who did I forget? Right, they're going to be pissed.
Right, now motherfuckers is leaning in, listening, like, stop playing games, fam. Tanisha Long on BET.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of motherfuckers, you know.
Jade hosting The Soup reboot on E.
All right.
We got good. We got a lot of people.
You're in our hearts.
we're thinking about
you. Right,
right. But the shit is now, like, it's, I would like to reboot Guy Code, but like, I mean, woke's not the right word, but sort of just like more gentlemanly, you know what I mean? Sort of shit like, yo, don't be on Twitter revealing all your fucking personal beefs and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like old man shit, like, hey, look, I've been through it. Because it used to be like, the way it worked was, MTV execs are 50-year-olds telling the 40-year-old producers what to make the 30-year-old comedians say to the 10-year-old watchers.
Wow. Yeah.
And now I'd like to just sort of do a show for 20 and 30-year-old guys from the Guy Code. From now, we're all in our 30s and 40s and just telling you, like, this is the shit, like, get your 401k if you can sign up for it. Get health insurance.
Right.
Get your prostate checked, dude.
Absolutely.
Blood pressure is important. Drink water. Get sleep.
The ratings would be dismal.
The ratings would, yeah. Instead, it's like...
Turned into a PSA.
I'm just out here trying to keep people alive.
Right. This was brought to you by Oxcare Health Plan. Make sure you get a fucking doctor with a long finger.
What was the fucking weird talk through thing? Guys' night out or whatever? The one wild night or whatever? Now it's just like, I wake up in the morning and I do yoga, meditation.
Oh, good ass night.
Good ass night.
Yeah. I check my blood sugar. Make sure I'm not playing myself.
I have a protein heavy breakfast so that I don't spike my insulin.
Right, hilarious.
And it keeps me full through to lunch. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee, no sugar. You know,
black coffee, absolutely. Water. Then I look at my emails.
Yeah, right. It gets really depressing when you start to think about what your real life is.
Itemize
like.
Your regular ass day.
Yeah. Regular ass day.
That's what it is. It's going from good ass night to a regular ass day.
Then I spend the next 4 hours with Final Draft open on my computer, trying not to open Pornhub tabs.
Oh, man. There you go. That's where you go? Pornhub is the one? That's your go-to?
I used to do Beege, B-E-E-G, because it's HD and
not
sortable, so you can get, like, you know, it kind of introduces you to shit that you wouldn't normally check out. Because, like, once I start searching, that's when I get upset with myself, because then I'm like, I'm seeking something out, and I don't even know what it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just chasing some sort of dragon.
Yeah.
Be like, no. She's got to have big tits, short legs. Okay. Long arms, you know, like you're trying to find some shit, and you're like, what am I doing?
Something different, yeah. Like Baskin and Robbins.
Oh, that, speaking of something different, a trick I learned, I'll shake up the fucking search his results every once in a while by just searching, like, sneakers or, like, window.
On
just some
Pornhub?
Just some shit that,
just
like...
Just to fuck the algorithm up.
And also just for me to maybe catch a new porn. Because you start to feel like, have I seen every porn?
Right. Have I seen on-foot porn? Yeah. She's reviewing Jordans and going down on this guy. Like, wow.
Yeah, I'm like, podcast, big titties. What happens?
Wow. And I'm sure there's some shit.
Links to High and Mighty episode.
That's hilarious.
Man, porn is, this is a Geico topic, but porn is fucking intense now. Am I getting soft? Because I feel like everything is like, people are, it's all incest. There's mad incest.
I think, there's a lot of stepmother, stepbrother, you know. That
we're all
type.
Children of divorce these days, so that makes sense. That's what we're seeking out.
It's a lot of blended families, I guess. I so funny. I'd like, if I do some porn shit, there's certain spots, like there's this thing called, shesfreaky.com. I'll do more amateur shit. Like, I've noticed, just like all other entertainment, it's very much the people are doing it now. Everybody, you don't need the studios anymore.
No, you watch it. Yeah, because this is like Schultz kind of porn.
Right, make your own.
Like, mad Snapchat porn comps and shit.
Don't wait for the deal. Build your own audience.
Right.
And it's a lot of that type of shit you start to see, like, with, like, these, like, the OnlyFans. Like, I'm seeing a lot of people... seems to be caking off on some sort of porn.
Yeah, I love this, like, Patreonization of pornography too, where, like, female performers and male performers are like, fuck paying the sketchballs that produce this shit. Pay me directly and watch a video of me, you know, doing whatever it is you want me to
tell
do.
Tell me what you want
me to
do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like on demand shit. It's like a cameo for porno.
Right, basically. Which is that's a different type of porn. Cameo?
No, yo, that shit's upsetting.
Did you see the video? With,
I'm not trying to interrupt. I'm trying to fuck with anyone getting their bag, making money, whatever, but that shit ain't for me.
It is what it is.
I feel like people would be tricking me into saying shit that I don't realize is, like, corny or, like, you know,
some dumb
instigating
shit.
Say this phrase and it's like a white supremacy phrase and I'm like taken down, you know,
for $40. How much did he get when it revealed he got $40 for that?
He showed his little dick in the middle of the camera and got $40.
I didn't know.
I had no idea.
I didn't know this was going to be public. Yeah. I saw one. Did you see the shit where Mark McGrath had to basically break up with a dude on behalf of this woman?
Yeah.
Oh, it was horrible.
That shit is too real.
And then he tried to, you know, he's saying the shit that, you know, the breakup shit. Hey, things are, you know, not working out. But don't even worry about it, dude. You know, you're going to be all right. Oh.
And just the fact that that shit is now public. That's the sketchiest shit about Cameo, is that if you have them, if I have someone, like, I got my brother for his birthday, I got, like, a World's Strongest Guy, Eddie Hall's big, we're both big fans of this World's Strongest Man guy.
Okay.
And I was like, here, say this to my little brother. And I thought it was funny, but then it just, like, lives on Eddie's page. And that's the main reason why I won't do it. I don't want you to be able to, like, search John Gabris and just see me going, like, hey, Rebecca, happy 21st birthday. It's your boy, the number one fuck boy, like, over and over again. Right. I'd be humiliated. If someone cut that all together and just showed you, you'd be like, how much money you make for all this? You're like, $180.
A,
like,
reel, bro, of all just, your cameos.
Yeah, bro, just get a construction job. Yeah.
Take it easy. Yeah, man. That shit is wild.
The amateur shit, now we're just talking about pornography, but amateur shit, uh-huh. I love when it's got, like, there's, like, a TV show you can recognize on in the background.
And oh, yeah. Or a song that you know. Yeah. Have you ever Shazam porn? Like, yo, what they rocking to? That's when it's ridiculous. That's when you're too jaded. You know what I mean? Like, what is that record in the background?
Yo, if any listeners want to post videos of them fucking to this podcast playing in the background, I'll retweet it. If you make an amateur porn playing me screaming number one fuckboy in the background, I will RT that shit.
There you go. It's gonna happen.
This is that shit we were talking about. Right. Now I'm being the blatant. It's a transparent. Yeah. Like, I want to see you guys fuck.
Right. Basically. Oh shit.
Shithead porn, if you will. What are you still driving around the city? This is the question I meant to ask you.
I am. I'm still driving. Yeah, I drive. Yeah.
You're like maybe the one dude I knew.
Yeah.
I mean, that I'm was driving in the city when we were in our fucking 20s.
Yeah. I was, you know, I started driving in the city because then right at the time I started doing comedy, I had to let go of my apartment and, well, I ain't let it go. They took it. I had to get out of my apartment. Yeah. I mean, you know, it was a forcible conversation. But I moved out to Long Island to live with my sister, and then they had the whip there. I see the Long Island on the gun. They had a
earthquake in Nassau, bro.
She let me get the 93 Corolla.
Oh, and that's where you had that podcast for a minute, right? Corolla Talk.
That was the blog, the little Tumblr.
Oh, yeah.
Corolla Talk. And then it should have been a podcast. I had to think about it, or at least fucking AM radio. But I would drive from Long Island back and forth. And then once you realize you got a whip, spots open up. Now you could go a little further. Now you know what I mean? Go right. Later. Now you could go, you know, if you want to do something in Boston.
You're not taking the Long Island Railroad, riding the train downtown, right. Riding the train uptown, riding the...
Killing your money, whatever little bit of money you make. Because, you know, early on, you're not making any money. You're just trying to be in the mix, doing little, you know, lineups where you just want to be seen and want to establish yourself. So it was like, it'd have been cost prohibitive to keep taking the fucking railroad to shit.
Right. You're just like, so you're constantly just looking for parking spots around.
But I'm good at it now. Like, Like, it's fun. I've been doing it so long. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, and also, because it's the city, it's not crazy to park three blocks away from someplace. No. It's not a big deal to be like in LA, people will circle something and be like, I can't find a spot. I'm not even going to go here. They'll just take off.
Right.
I left the gym the other day. I couldn't find a spot near the gym, and the parking lot was full, and I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll just go home and do dumbbells in my office. <That's hilarious. laughs> Although I'm always constantly looking for a reason not to exercise. I guess I'll just go home and blaze and watch a movie.
Right. That's the worst type.
I tried to go to the gym.
You tried. You got almost there.
And that's the worst part, is that I ate. I like wasted 40 minutes trying to go to the gym and back, and I didn't do anything.
But you got
to
count that as cardio, even if it was just in the car. You got to
get that like gripper thing. Right. So I'm constantly working.
There you go. Turn your wheel erratically. Get your fucking your heart pumping.
What are you driving now?
License plate number 762. Now I got a nice little situation. Not super crazy. You know, I ain't gonna get explicit about it. You know, it's a Maybach. But
street parking a Maybach at the cellar to make $80.
And Ubering every so often. I'm Uber black in my Maybach, you know, just in case.
You're like, hey, is anyone heading to the stand? Right. I'll take you.
I got you. Don't even worry about it. Nah, but I'm still out here. I'm still whipping.
Oh, that's wild. Yeah.
And, you know, it's never a problem. It's never a problem. Even out here, like, I hate the traffic out here. And I mean, obviously, that's cliche as fuck. But not just the highway traffic, just the fucking, just to get down the block.
There's just too much.
What the fuck is going on? And it, honestly, sometimes you don't even see what was really going. I notice there's a lot of, just from today, this isn't no real, but I just notice there's a lot of those little, where they just shut down a lane and this is going to this lane. So everybody's in this thing. You know what I mean? And it gets a little congestion there. And I see a lot of motherfuckers on their phone. Way more than in New York, I think.
So many people are on their
phone. Oh, that shit is ridiculous.
So many people are on their phone. Dude, I will be next to someone at a light and I'll see them looking at their phone. The light will turn green. I'll drive past. And then like a minute later or 30 seconds later, I'll hear someone leaning on the horn. That person still hasn't moved.
I've seen a motherfucker on their phone. The light changes. They on their phone. They look at the changed light and go back to their phone. And don't. What the fuck is going on? That's when there should be some brutality.
Yeah, phones are dangerous, bro. Yeah. Like I find myself even like I'll be at a red light. I got my Waze set up on the dash and I'll just be like, let me pop over. Oh, an email, you know? And I'm like, oh, wait, no, I can't be looking at this shit.
I don't want to.
I'm not holding it. I'm not. And then even just like, even like hands free or whatever, you're just like talking on Bluetooth and then you just like miss an exit. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're like, what the fuck?
You can fuck around, miss an exit trying to look at the map, at your Google Maps.
Yes, like, dude, that happened to me last night coming home from Pasadena. I didn't know exactly where I was going because I didn't know that area. I was watching my Waze and I was like, make a right at the next, what? That's, and I just blew past
just
the light. And I'm like, now I'm on a parkway going the wrong, or freeway going the wrong way for an extra 40 feet or 40 miles or whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking pain in the ass.
That's the crazy shit. You're in the car. The only person that knows where you're going is your phone. You're just basically a hostage. If your phone wanted to take you to some fucked up shit, your phone could do it.
Yeah, and then like sometimes like Waze is telling me some dangerous ass shit or like make a right, make a left, make a right, make a left. And I'm like, what if I just like skip this? And then I skip it and it adds like a minute to the ride. And I'm like, bro, you're going to kill me for a fucking 60 seconds? Like, I got to make a unprotected left onto Olympic at like 5:30 p.m. on a Friday so that I can save four. You know, I'll do whatever to... I'm lazy, bro. Yeah. I wish there was a button that's like least amount of turns.
Right. I'm chilling.
Yeah, cruise.
Chill mode. Exactly. Because that algorithm is like, no, you need to be here. They, you know, that's a computer.
I am mighty. 2/3 of men start to lose their hair by age 35. Once you've noticed that you have thinning hair, it is too late, or it can be too late. It's that hairline slowly starting to move backwards. Any bald spots? If you are a man in your 30s, possibly your 20s, I know it happens to people at all different ages, 40s, 50s, whatever. You know how important it feels to have your hair. It's makes you feel vital, it makes you feel alive, makes you feel young. The best way to prevent more hair loss is to do something about it while you still have some. Okay, so it's New Year, grab it by the follicles, and let's make a toast to you not going bald, okay? Do yourself a favor and get on 4hims.com. Baldness is optional now, thanks to science, and this isn't weird like salves and balms and stuff. This is prescription solutions backed by science. Hims was created by a guy who knows some men's health conversations are easier online than in person. So you don't have to go to the doctor. You connect to real doctors online, save yourself time, answer some questions, doctor reviews, and if you are prescribed the medication to treat hair loss, it's shipped directly to your door. So this holiday season, let it grow, let it grow, let it grow with Hims. Dive into 2020 hair first. Right now, my listeners can get started with their first month free. Go to 4hims.com/mighty. That's 4hims.com/mighty. FORHIMS.com/MIGHTY. Prescription requires an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Offer valid only if prescribed. 3-month minimum subscription. Additional restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Remember, that's 4hims.com/mighty. I never really drove in Manhattan except like only once in a while, and it was always like for weird extreme situations. Do you find that like... Yeah, New York is mad congested, but it moves at like the same speed always, at least. And then you bust out to the West Side or the FDR and you get to like take off. You get to open up and make a little move. Yeah. There's like, there's no, oh, now it opens up here in LA.
Oh, no.
You get on the highway and you're like, all right, I'm on the highway now. And you're like, oh, I guess we're going 25 on the highway.
Yeah, that shit. I feel like New York, again, I'm not out here enough to really give my full theory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm working on it. But in New York, you kind of just could tell by like rush hour. That's typically when you got like, okay, from this time to this time, like maybe if you're in the morning, maybe like 8 to 11, it's going to be crazy.
Right.
After that, you'll be fine. And then it'll be like maybe from 4 to 6, it's going to be crazy. But then it's going to be crazy in these certain areas. 4 to 6, you got to go these ways. Hit the back blocks.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
learn how to navigate the city.
Yeah.
You know.
And yeah. that doesn't exist out here. It's always fucked. And you could be like, I'll be on the 10 at 11:30 p.m. on a weeknight.
Wow.
And it's bumper to bumper. I'm like, where the fuck are all
What's
these
going
people
on?
Yeah. I think part of it is because just like mass transit doesn't exist. I mean, it's out here, but it's not, you know,
right.
It's not easy enough or enough of it to like really help people.
Right.
So everyone's like, I guess I just got to get in my car. Whereas like in New York, at least, you know, like 80% of people are jumping on subways at least.
Yeah, it's fucking
crazy.
Yeah.
And then like, think about like Uber comes around, everyone's like, oh, that's great. But that's still a car on the road.
That's more people out there. Right. Out there hustling.
Because
they out there when they don't even need to be out there. They're trying to get, they need to be out there. They're trying to make the money.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But they're just on the road driving around hoping to get scooped up.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. If we're talking like what's good for the environment, probably adding people driving around hoping to pick up other people is probably not ideal for our ozone and shit like that.
Yeah. We so far gone on as far as the environment goes.
Oh, yeah, we're fucked.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, I feel like it's all going to end before climate change kills us all.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get fucking something way worse.
Something crazy is going to happen. This shit is like a fucking, like a we just rolling the dice. We really don't know what the fuck is happening. Like, I don't want to say we. I feel like I don't know what the fuck is going on. Especially with the president, you know, not to get like, but you know, like, you got to read the timeline of your president like it's an old ex. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yo, what kind of shit is motherfucker on now?
Right,
and it'd be like a rat, like 3 o'clock in the morning. This motherfucker would go to war at 3 o'clock. He'd be keyed up, tweeting. That shit is bananas to
me. It's like you're on a bus. And it's driving mad fast, and all of a sudden the passengers start looking at, and it's like rickety, and then the guy's changing lanes, and then all the passengers start looking at each other like, yo, what the fuck is going on? This is a little scary,
right?
Then you look to see who the driver is, and it's a fucking bulldog. You know? And it's like, oh, that's not even a person. Oh, we're fucking dead.
We're fucked.
Oh, shit. Yeah, someone grabbed the wheel. It's like, no. He won't let anyone grab the wheel. This is his bus.
You're assed out. You can't even get off. There's no stops no
right,
more.
Exactly. And all of a sudden you start looking around like, oh, this is your fault. You wanted the bulldog. It's like, who cares whose fault it was?
Right.
We're going to fucking die now. Let's get out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrifying.
Yeah.
And there's no, and there, I don't see like, I mean, I'm not that political of a person. You're not that political of a person.
No.
But like, I don't see like a positive ending.
I don't, you know, my thing is, I don't know. I hope this shit gonna. I still try to. You gotta really get into your hope shit when it's like nowadays. I just hope that this shit is gonna get better. I feel so removed from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got what you could vote, but then that shit might not really mean nothing.
Yeah,
you feel like
we live in
New
York.
You're a cog.
Yeah,
you're a fucking cog. Enjoy your weed, your Wi-Fi, and just hope for the best while you're here.
Right.
Because you have no say. You know what I mean? You could go to Twitter and get your shit off. But after
that's the shit that drives me the most crazy. Is like, does this make it clearly is a release valve for a lot of people to go on Twitter and reply like, fuck you, Trump.
Right.
Or like, I've got this to say about what's going on. And I get it because like you need to get your anger out.
Right.
But I don't know if like... it's almost like there's a company meeting about what's wrong with the company, and people just keep taking turns opening the door and going, "Fuck this place!"
Right.
And you're like, "Yo, no, we're trying to make it better here. We don't. This information is not helping us."
Yeah, that's not good. That's not constructive at all. And I'm old school. I'm still, as much as I might have differences with the president or whatever, I'm still too pussy to really I'm too shook to really jump on the public internet and shit on the president.
Right.
As
right.
if it's not the president.
Right, right.
You know
like,
what I'm saying?
You're still like, I don't need Social Security. Secret Service.
Yeah, I'm flying.
I need Social Security.
Right. I need all of that. I want, you know, shit.
It's, and the other thing is it really much worse than it was other times when it was bad? We know it's not good now.
Uh-huh.
Other times in America's history, it was bad.
Uh-huh.
Is it just as bad, but we're so informed to every step of the way? I feel like, I forget, and this is such a hack thing, someone tweeted, I wish right. I could remember who, but someone right. tweeted, like, if you think 2010 sucks or 2020 sucks, you should remember 1920. And you're like,
thanks, guy.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
but there is something to say, like,
yeah.
is it different than Vietnam and Nixon and shit? I mean, I'm sure there, like,
I'm sure it is.
But we just know so much more now.
We know
we're getting
so much.
We're so informed.
We're too informed because now, particularly not even just with social media, but with a 24-hour news cycle, they gotta put some shit on there. So they got and they a lot of that shit is selling fear. Something gotta go in that big red box. That big red box used to not be omnipresent.
Yeah, now you know it's always there.
It's forever there.
It used to be like only storm warning and
right.
then like for people our age, Desert Storm, Desert Shield. Like when that shit was happening, you
war,
were like,
real
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. And now it's just like it'll have that and I'll be like, tariffs. And you're like,
right.
what?
Right. Friday. Like, oh shit, it's Friday? Fuck.
Tomorrow, 76 right. and sunny. You're like, no. Yeah, that shit is terrifying.
It fucks with you.
And you know, like, people, like, that out, like, I mean, it's corny. Like, everyone knows this. But, like, that shit is, they're selling, they would just want you to keep the news channel on
yeah.
to find out if you're going to die so that you watch the commercials in between and CNN or Fox News or whoever gets paid. And that's the scariest shit ever, is that they're just using that.
It's all a business. Ain't that a bitch?
It's all about money. This shit, like, I mean, I'm so uninformed, but the fact that a lot of fucking Trump's, like, military people, the Secretary of Defense, are all ex, like, fucking companies that make, like, Raytheon and all these companies that make military shit where they still have stock options.
Right.
Like, that's, man, fucked up.
No, the shit is so blatantly wild.
Yeah.
The shit is so blatantly wild. I think...
Man, getting into power and being like, all right, look, we're in some hot water with North Korea. The only thing that's going to save us is listening to High and Mighty. Sign up for my Patreon. It's like...
It's mad self-serving.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, obviously, everyone's making loot, and that's the most upset. People are... Because, and the scary thing is, some fucking 70-year-old white dude who's invested in Raytheon
right.
is looking to make money on the backs of 18 to 20-year-old poor kids who are going to fly to fucking Iran, fly to wherever the conflict is and fight and die on our behalf while they're printing money because flak jackets are being overcharged to the American government. It's like fucking crazy.
It's bugged out. It's, yeah, the shit is... It's ridiculous.
It's like...
It's exhausting. It's like...
It's like setting a grocery store on fire... And then the only thing open is the restaurant that you own next door. Like, you
right,
know, like
right.
you're like, well, you know, this is life now, but you should go to my restaurant and eat. You know, we got to eat.
Yeah. And we're going to raise the prices. I mean, because, you know, where else you going to go? Yeah, it's a lot of that type of shit. And I think it's a battle because the shit could be depressing, exhausting, make you anxious. So there's the desire sometimes to just say fuck it and check out a little bit, but then you're like, I gotta still stay abreast.
There's guilt that comes with that.
Yeah.
Am I right? Because I feel the same way as you. Like, I'm like, if I think about this shit all the time, I'm gonna be fucking spiraling. You know, I've got high blood pressure. I'm on medication now.
Right.
Can't be fucking with like stressed all day on stuff that I have no ability to change in the moment.
You can do nothing. That's the crazy shit. You cannot do shit. And then on the just on the presidential level, just beyond, I think like Trump is, if he had any other job, he'd have been let go on any level.
Right?
If you know what I mean? If you were a bagger at a grocery store. Nah, fam, Don, we gotta get you the fuck out of here. You're way too belligerent. You're doing too much. You know what I mean? He's like, man, y'all can kiss my whole ass. I'm gonna do what the fuck I wanna do, and we just along for the ride.
People got like Stockholm syndrome of like, just let the president do his job, man.
Right.
It's like the Democrats won't let him do it. And you're like, I have no clue.
Yeah.
I it's fucking hard. And all, yo. I think we talked about this on different podcasts on Action Boys, but there's some shit to like Remember when 24 came out and they had Dennis Haysbert as the president and it was like, ooh, black president.
Right.
There was like a time in like the 80s and 90s where movies would have a black president and be like, or TV shows would have a black president and be like, that's crazy, huh? And then we had a black president. So now that's kind of null and void. Mm. Like if you put a black president in a movie, no one's going to be like, that's well, bold choice.
Whoa.
Even though it shouldn't have been a bold choice in the 90s either. But, but Trump's ruined movie presidents forever. Like, when we grew up on, like, fucking, what's his name from Bill Pullman and Independence Day, sort of like, I was a pilot, we're gonna fight, you know, today we declare, like, no movie president's gonna make sense because it's gonna be like, no, we had the craziest, goofiest motherfucker.
The fucking, it was just King of Queens.
Yeah, we, exactly.
You know what I mean? You're like, yo, what the fuck? This is like, this shit wasn't so terrible at times. It is often hilarious. If it wasn't so fucking...
I wish we could laugh about how crazy
hateful
it is.
Hateful and bigoted and all of that old wild shit, you know.
It's mad regressive too, right?
Oh,
I feel like
God.
I feel like we're just going backwards.
I feel like it's like 80s America. Like what we wanted 80s America to be, real macho, real... Like, get the fuck out of it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, war, like we're all badass.
Yeah.
And yo, it's because Trump fucking... The president, these guys,
he was an 80s icon.
Rambo.
Yeah.
This is a guy who fucking loves who the movie Death Wish. He's like, oh, where the white guy gets a gun and like kills a bunch of Hispanic dudes.
Right.
That is what justice is.
That's
in
cinema.
Yeah, like they grew up on the rogue cops who have to do what they take. You know, they watch fucking Trump's favorite movie is Bloodsport.
Is
like,
it? Is that his favorite movie?
He's got. It was in a news report. I'll find it. I'll send it to you. But he's got a VHS of Bloodsport. A VHS, I think, is even the funniest part about this.
Yeah, yeah.
On Air Force One that has the non-fight scenes edited out of it. The movie is like 75% fight scenes. My man took out the talking of Bloodsport.
Oh.
He's got like a cut. He's got just the fights on a VHS. Like that's the kind of broken man that's leading this country.
Right, right.
Obama's like, here are the books I read this year.
Right.
And Trump's like, I watched Bloodsport, just the fight scenes.
Just
you're like,
the fights.
Bro, if he was your college roommate, you'd ask to be moved.
Like yo, how many times you watching this fucking... This super, what do they call them? Super cuts.
Cut, yeah.
Yo, how many times you gonna watch this? Yeah, that's crazy. So you know the energy he hopping off of Air Force One with.
Oh yeah, he's like, we gotta fight.
We gotta go for this.
Yeah, that's because all these fucking old white dudes think they're John Wayne
they
or Bruce
tough.
Willis or whatever. Yeah, my man's never thrown a punch.
That would see, but that's what as crazy as it is to fathom. Maybe a couple years ago. I wouldn't be surprised if in this calendar year, Trump, he get them hands. Somebody just really going to put, like, because he be doing too much. He act like he could fight. He wilding like he could fight. Somebody might test his jaw.
Yeah.
And we might see our president get knocked out on television.
Wouldn't that be?
Oh, my God.
I thought about that. Like, he lives. Everything's fine. But, like, just seeing, like, I don't even know other people in the politics, like Pompeo, Bolton, someone, you know, someone that he's talking to on Fox News or whatever. Someone just fucking winds up and clocks him.
Right, at a banquet,
oh,
out
be
the blue.
Fucking awesome.
That shit would be crazy. You're like, what? That should be, oh, that would be world star gold.
Let's roll it back into Guy Code. Like, this is the shit that, like, this is what Guy Code was built on. It's like, eventually... Someone needs to punch this guy.
Right.
Like, this guy's got the behavior that if he was at a club acting like this, two dudes would be like, all right, yo, let's go put the works on
let's
this
neutralize
guy.
This.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If this dude was at your friend's house, you'd be like, all right, let's give him the two-piece and get him the fuck
him
out,
out
of
here. It's enough. You know what I mean? And it's really just the look.
Yo, he would
over.
Be thrown out of a fucking Six Flags.
Anything.
For
out of a fucking Chick-fil-A. Yo, get your man. I bet.
Oh, that was another thing I meant to tell you, but I'll say it on mic. I love when I texted you to be like, yo, you got to come do the podcast. And I got that D Lemon response. Bet. I haven't heard that shit since the last time I talked to you, man.
That's
it was
what
so
it is.
Dope. I'm so
that's what it is. That's my confirmation. That's how I confirm all my contractual obligations. Bet. Oh, shit.
Yeah, man, it's scary.
What you mean? Oh, yeah.
It's scary. And then it feels like we're fighting about other shit, You know what I mean? Where we're like, yo, I don't know, comics shouldn't say this, or like, this movie's fucked, like Quentin Tarantino, that's fucked up that there's violence against women. Right. You want to be like, let's handle what's going wrong with movies after we fucking get our shit. Like,
I think that comes from you, the fact that you can't really control that other shit. Right. So you like, I got to step into whatever I could. Let me get on Twitter and voice my fucking concern with Joker.
To go back to my stupid bus analogy. Right. It's like the Bulldogs driving the bus. You're flying down the 101, switching lanes, and you're in the back going, oh, look, the chair's got a rip in it. Let me put a little piece of tape. Right.
This is ridiculous.
And then that makes you feel good because you fixed this small thing here. And then you're like, oh, thank God. Yeah.
And then it's also like, you know, outrage gets so much attention. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you see the benefit. You see the retweets of this person. I've seen it where you could see people that are notable for one thing lean into, like, some outrage or some activism and kind of get a little bit more heat off of that.
Clout chasers. Yeah. And then maybe they're, and I'm not trying to get in their heads and say what their motives are, but they're definitely benefiting, like, of just, like, I gained another 1,000 followers because I retweeted Biden and said, fuck off.
Or
And now hopefully I'll get staffed in the staffing season in a network room.
You know, hopefully that'll work out. These bullshit ass fickle fans that I pulled together. Oh shit!
What's the New York like audience, stand up audience like these days? Are there people like out there trying to, you know, are the woke police out there like people make you believe or no?
I don't see it as much. I feel like the woke police mostly
are online.
Yeah. Like even if they're in the crowd, they probably ain't gonna say nothing until after the show, and then they'll go online about the show.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because, like, in the moment, we're all in the moment. Unless it gets super egregious and maybe you might see some shit. But honestly, I don't feel like the crowds are any more different than they probably were 5 years ago.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? There's certain things that might polarize the crowd. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I don't feel like there's, I don't see a whole lot of, whoa, 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 no, that's, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yeah.
what you
cool,
would expect.
Man.
Yeah,
yeah,
what
yeah.
you would expect. Yeah, I think in the moment, the people are still in the moment.
And there are people who are paying to go see a comedy show.
People are paying. People kind of understand, like, you know, like, this is a, what's the word? Like, basically, you're understanding what you're about to engage in. This is a comedy club. This is where people are going to say some things that are going to make you feel a certain type of way.
Right.
But you're when you pay for this, you understand that
you're the audience.
Yeah, you're the audience. This is what you came for.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying? Like, don't come here for that bullshit.
Yeah. And like, because the answer is, and you don't have to come here.
No, you don't. No. You chose, like what Chappelle said, you picked my face.
Right.
You tapped on my shit. You clicked on my shit. I heard somebody, I think Todd Phillips said some shit, and I might misquote it. He was quoting somebody, but he was like, what did he say? I'm going to fuck it up. But it was like, I thought he was like, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, Arthur's like, I got the direct quote.
It was some shit about something for the Disturbed. But it disturbed. You know what? Don't even worry about it. Y'all, listen. I'll figure it out one day, and I'll tweet it to you. I'll tweet it at you.
Wait, let's talk. Let's talk about Joker for a second.
Yeah, let's get into it.
I can't believe I watched that movie, and I was just like, "This is fine." Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't love it. I didn't hate it. I thought Joaquin Phoenix is a great actor.
Yeah,
he's so good in that part, and you're like, "Oh, that's cool."
Right.
But it's also just like, it's the king of comedy in a way too. And
Taxi Driver, a little bit.
Yeah. And I don't have. I had no, but like the way people reacted to like when that movie was coming out.
Right.
I thought it was going to be like some shit where he's like, you know, like he's like, he was like one of the least offensive movies. I don't even articulate it. Like, I don't get what was bad about the movie.
I don't get, and that's the thing that happens so much.
He's not like glorified in any way. It's like a depressing character study.
He's going through some real shit. And I feel like they explicitly kind of lay it out. Like why, you know, they show you how this turns to this, you know what I mean?
There's
cause and effect in that shit. but then it was like, you know, the outrage. Sometimes I don't always feel attached to the outrage, because to your point, that shit will be coming on so strong that you like, wait, okay, well, let me get into this, because this must be urgent. This must be some real shit.
Yeah, and then you watch it and you're like,
what the fuck? That's what we outrage. You're like, wait a minute, am I disturbed?
Right. Well, but, yeah, and then like the last couple of movies that I saw, I mean, of course, I'm a fucking white straight man in 2020 saying I loved Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and The Irishman. Right. I did love both those movies. After the fact, all the shit that was coming out about them, I was like, I'm a pretty smart film, at least when it comes to movies.
Right.
And I'm like, I didn't feel that. Right. Like people were mad that Brad Pitt like hit women and shit in the end of the movie, where it's played sort of for laughs and intensity, and also they're murderers. They're like people who are coming to murder a character. Yeah. It's just like the shit people care about. The daughter in The Irishman has no lines. It's like, it's called The Irishman.
Right. And her non-line shit was heavy, because it was a lot of sideways looks like, oh, you going to work at 3 a.m? You know what I mean? Like,
they obviously limited her lines on purpose. Like, it's obvious that she's demonstrating like a lack of connection to her father, or like she knows what her father's up to. And the fact that people are like, also, Anna Paquin's in other movies with lines. Like, you know, this is a movie about three men.
Right.
And sorry, it sucks that it's about three old white men, but that's what the old white man director knows.
Right. That's his thing.
And it's the movie's literally about being old white men and you know, like,
and recollecting
and dealing with that and losing power and figuring out where your place in the world is. It's literally about that.
Right.
So to be giving it the critique that like, I can't believe it's this. It's like, no, that's the intention from the get-go.
These are old white guys who probably didn't have long conversations with their daughter about, you know, their killing. Right, you know what I mean? Nuanced conversations. What do you think about the brutality that I've been, you know? What you think about that curb stomp that looked little elderly?
If I wanted to see a documentary, a movie about someone whose dad wasn't around that much, I could watch My Childhood.
There you go. There you go.
Like, I can watch. I don't need.
Let me watch this little montage piece of me and my father. That's 2 minutes long.
Yeah, let me watch me getting rides home from friends from football.
Right. Oh, shit.
Is there anything going on like in the world that is exciting you? Are you into any new shit? Are you on some new shit? Are you fucking with anything new?
What am I fucking with? Some new shit. That's interesting.
In my head, I just pictured you, because I took my first like kung fu class in like as an adult in a long time, and I just thought like in my head when I was like, "Are you onto some new shit?" I just smash cut to like you in a karate gi in my head for some reason.
Not at all. I, you know,
like
so
that
fun.
70s shit when all the black dudes got into
it, trying to become Jim Kelly and Bruce Lee. Nah, man, I ain't never fuck with karate, because I just off the rip, I don't like other people's bare feet. You know what I'm saying? That whole environment, I don't like the mats. I don't like the little moisture that presents. I saw that.
That's some real shit. That's
shit
some real shit.
Me the fuck out. I was like, I'm fighting with my sneakers on. I'm never. This is way too comfortable. I'm cool. This shit.
That's that new perspective shit. Like, I never even thought about that. Like, God. Of course, it's gross
it's
that people's feet are
slimy on the ground.
You want me to be barefoot? Why don't we all wear socks?
Yeah, let's do something. Let's fight how people fight in the street. We don't need
to get Tim's.
Yeah, we don't need to be super barefoot. Nah,
so that's some shit I never even put. And I know it's hack for white people to say white people shit, but being barefoot is some white people shit. Like,
in all elements.
At the gym, people are always barefoot lifting weights.
Oh,
you
my
know,
goodness. On the flight.
On the plane.
Oh, God. That shit
black people don't even take their shoes off to fuck in porn.
Nah. Because these shoes represent something.
Yeah. I think good money for these.
Fuck out of here. I'm fucking out.
Just fucking fully nude, hog out.
Yeah.
Air Force Ones up,
you know,
on the bench.
Shit is crisp. Now, you know what I mean? Try not to fuck up. I don't have to crease my shits in this position. Hold on, shorty. Wait. We gotta do another position. This is fucking my toe box up.
Got them shit like wrapped in saran wrap.
Right. Oh, man.
In case she drips, yo.
Chill. But speaking of, do you ever see that movie, The Art of Self Defense?
Yeah.
That shit was good as fuck. That was funny. Surprised. I didn't even know. Yeah, that was a great movie.
These days, I really enjoy a movie where I truly don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
And
that
was one of those. That was one of those. I was just like, I don't know where the fuck this movie is going.
Yeah, that was good.
It was cool as hell. And then, like, you don't know who to hate.
No,
like,
no.
Everyone's a piece of shit, possibly.
Everybody's crazy. And then the little humor that they would do, like, the way they were funny about it was ill too, you know what I mean? Like, yeah,
they kind of let them be super serious and let you look at it and kind of mock them,
like, what the fuck. Yeah,
I felt like that about the, did you see the movie Marriage Story on Netflix?
Yeah, I felt
the same way, where it's like they're being super serious, but I think he wants us to know, like, how corny is this that he's like a theater, like, this is the show she took, this is what he does, he's singing Sondheim, how corny,
right?
And I thought that's what it was. People were like talking about that movie like it's, oh, it's all over the place and weird or whatever. I'm like, I think we're supposed to laugh at how, like, dumb these people's lives are, how pretentious they are.
Right. Or just, yeah, or just how, you know, I guess how regular that type of shit is. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, that, you know, that's the life that they created for themselves. It is a little cliche. Some of the there's a lot of it. I enjoyed the movie. I liked the tone. I like, you know what I mean? I think they both were ill in that.
Yeah, and then like the fights were kind of real in a way where you're like, where you, as someone who's been in a long time relationship, like, you're fighting, and then in the middle of the fight, you're like, what stance am I? What am I defending?
What are we
here?
Fighting? I'm just trying to win at this point. I don't even know what my theory is anymore. Yeah.
Well, that's sort of like, that's weird you say that, because that's kind of what's happening now in society, right? It's not about supporting so-and-so or this cause. It's about you not losing.
Right.
It's about, I'll do whatever. I'll fucking take everyone down around me just to, quote-unquote, win.
Because in your mind, quote-unquote, everyone's watching. You know what I mean?
Because, like, we're all the lead in Marriage Story in our heads.
Right. We're all on these public forums. Like, we're all on Instagram. We're all on fucking Twitter. So, like, if somebody say some slick shit in the comments of your Instagram, you feel like everybody saw that shit. Like, in front of millions. Yeah, so now you can't take an L.
Right.
There is
something to that where
ridiculous.
You're like, nah, everyone, this is the internet. The world is watching, and you only have 800 followers.
Right. So the world don't even get that channel. Fuck out of here. Nobody's paying attention to what you're doing.
The world doesn't even get that channel. Oh,
I gotta think though. Some new shit. That's a good question. I'd have to give it some thought. Any new shit that
I have? You got any new habits, new hobbies, new? Because I haven't seen you in a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I gotta. Not that I could think of off the top of the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
something sure. to think about though. Yeah, maybe get yourself something.
Right. This is how I lead in for the second episode. This is how I bury. I'm gonna come back with that Todd Phillips quote.
The Todd Phillips quote. You speak fluent Mandarin.
Right.
Like, whoa. Right.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I'm, you know. I'm fucking.
I forgot to mention this. Yeah, but I've been traveling back and forth between China.
Yeah, you know. That's, you know, I guess if we think of it, I guess that's somewhat new.
I invented a few apps.
You know, I did that. Oh, shit.
You got a favorite food spot in New York?
Right now? Let me think of favorite new. Let me think of some shit.
Remember how I remember that bacon bar opened near Geico, and we were like, yo, that's going to be some shit. Let's go check it out. We went, we're like, yo, this is a mad letdown.
This shit is about, this is terrible.
Wait, this was a terrible idea. I don't even like this.
Right. Because you see, this can't last long. You can't come to the bacon bar more than once and live.
And love yourself.
Right. I say this, just off two random spots to eat.
Hell yeah.
And it came off, and it's weird. This is, one is in Saratoga Springs. Only reason I'm thinking about that is because there's a comedy club up there, Saratoga Springs Comedy Club. And then my homie, Anthony DeVito, he had tweeted or Instagram that he's going to be there. And I was there. I said, yo, go to Hattie's. Because Hattie's, there's this little soul food spot called Hattie's out there. The fucking chicken is bananas, right? I mean, that shit, I hate to be that guy, but the chicken is fantastic. That shit is bananas. And then, like, if you in Harlem, I'm doing, like, just regular shit. You know, like, just some. There's a spot that I fuck with. All right, I'm going to give a couple people. All right, there's a spot that I fuck with called, what's that shit called? Caribbean Star on 124th and Lenox. That might be definitely in Manhattan. I think that's the best Jamaican restaurant in Manhattan.
Ooh.
Shit is fire. You know, the service is a little slow. You know what I'm saying? that's to be expected. But that shit is fire. And then if you want to get a mean chicken patty, beef patty, and even a vegetable patty is fire. There's a place called Tropical Bakery in the Bronx.
Ooh.
Out of here. So I'm just giving you some, like, some, you know,
that's,
random
but
spots.
But that's the shit I want to hear about.
Yeah.
That's the
yeah,
shit I
go to
hear
all
about.
Of those. You definitely. That's the type of shit, you know, when you give a recommendation, you stand on that shit like, I want to hear back.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you like, know.
You want the validation that, like, that I told you it was good.
Yeah.
You want that, like, you want that runoff credit
right.
Where someone's like, this place is great. And you're like, thank you, Damien.
You know what I mean?
I know you
exactly.
didn't cook shit or whatever.
Right. I didn't do nothing with it. I want to be the Anthony Bourdain in your life.
When I was like 19 or 20, I was a lifeguard down on Long Island and at Jones Beach. And this guy, Ricky, I worked with was a Jamaican dude who lived in the city. And I was just like, one day, went to like, got myself a deli lunch, was hungover, bought one of those like beef patties that they have just like in the warmer thing
right.
from like a random deli on Long Island. And I was eating it for like first thing. And Ricky was like, you like beef patties? I was like, yeah, I love them. He's like, have you ever had like a real one from like a Jamaican food? I was like, no. He's like, tomorrow I'll bring you some shit. And I'm 20. I've never had any of these things.
Right.
He brings me a Jamaican beef patty on cocoa bread and a ginger beer. Mm-hmm. All shit now that I'm very familiar with.
Right.
But at the time, I felt like I was, and then I felt like the fucking white kid. I might as well had a, you give me like a fucking Rasta hat. I was like, I'm actually really into Jamaican food. I had the Happy Meal, and I'm like, I'm really into cuisine.
Right.
But that shit had me going. And eventually when I left Long Island, moved to the city, I was like, find me some Jamaican bread, cocoa bread.
Tropical, Kingston Tropical is one of the best patties I've ever had.
And then Caribbean Star is good.
Caribbean Star is fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do like the meals, like oxtails, curry chicken,
hell
all that
yeah.
shit, fire.
Curry goat, right?
Curry goat, all of that.
Big
curry,
fan.
Curry crab. Like, ooh. They go all in. They go, yeah, ooh. They go, they get a little, and not in a weird fusion way where you lose your way.
Yeah, not like in the full sleeve tattoo hipster
right.
way.
Nah. This is all in.
Just some light flexing.
Yeah, that makes
sense. D, thanks for coming on High and Mighty, dude.
Me,
I know you got to drive all around the LA area after this. you got anything you want to plug? You got any dates coming up?
I got a podcast called In the Conversation. Me and my man Ali Muhammad, we do it. Comes out every Wednesday. I do that. Stand up all over the city. You know,
if they follow you, they'll know.
They'll know. And I need to. This year, I'm being more proactive about feeding the beast.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Trying not to be so overthinking about the shit, but that's that.
So like D Lemon Comedy
on every platform, Twitter, Instagram.
And you'll announce when your show's
I'll
on.
I'll announce.
Yeah.
DamienLemon.com is the website. I'm trying to be diligent about keeping my dates. You know
Hell
what I mean?
Yeah. I got to do the same.
Yeah. It's easy to forget.
But the computer shit is like the shit that I get like, you always think like, man, if I just had like an assistant that knew how to do this shit,
right.
mad easy. Because it takes me 45 minutes to get like any little change, and meanwhile it takes someone else 1 minute, and I'm like, I just do it for me.
Right
And that's why you need once you get that paper, you're like, hey, email this guy, can you fix my website?
But
here's,
you know,
I'll Venmo you 100.
I'm weird about that, like, it certain shit I'm still I gotta get. That's a goal of mine, to be a better delegator, because I feel like I look at my shit as a little cottage industry. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't really know. You know what I mean? Da 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 da. But yeah, you need help. You can't be the guy that's trying. Because if you're failing, like you said, if you fucking take, it takes you 40 fucking minutes to put a post on some shit, and somebody could have done it in 2 minutes.
You got you buy yourself 40 minutes of writing or meetings or, you know, exercise.
Right.
Some
right.
shit you need to stay alive.
Yeah.
Well, Damien, thank you so much, man.
Thanks for
having
me,
#GuyCode 2020. Make it come back. I feel like the fandom is there.
Oh yeah, they'll be there, because they still ask. Yeah. What happened to the show?
I know, it's been off for like 5 years.
Oh, what do you mean, what happened?
I'm always getting like dapped up by a stranger in the airport, and they're like, "Yo, when's that show coming back?"
Right.
And I'm like, "Yo, you're telling me I'd kill for it.
Yeah,
I'd kill for it. And if it comes back, I'll make it union."
Word.
Because that shit still airs every once in a while, and
I
haven't seen a nickel.
No, not at all, man. But yeah, I appreciate coming through, man. You're one of the funniest people I know. Deadass, I want to tell you that.
Oh, thanks, bud.
And,
that means a lot,
man. Thanks
from
for
you.
Having me, man. For real.
I want to just quote you for one last time, because this is, I bring this up all the time to other people.
Uh-huh.
One day we were doing Guy Code Honors in San Diego.
Right.
It was post show. me, you, Jordan Carlos. Shout out to Jordan Carlos. We he's killing it on everything.
And Chris.
And Chris DeStefano and Ryan Ling, EP creator. We're fucking smoking a joint in the upper deck of the empty Padres Stadium.
Yeah.
And you turn to us. We're all baked. You turn to us. You got that big fucking D Lemon smile and you go, this is the kind of shit we do on a Tuesday. Or like it was a Thursday. This is the kind of shit we do on a Thursday. And it was just the most baller sort of like boiled down. You're like, you know, you're pissed that the show didn't go as good as it went, that you only got $1,000 for the day and you flew out. Like all the shit like you're kind of cranky about. When you said that, that just cracked my mind open when I was just like, fuck yes, dude. You're right.
Bananas.
We're smoking it
in the upper deck of Petco Stadium
empty.
Or some shit.
We got the whole stadium. We ran the bases.
That shit was bananas.
Right. And it's just like, it's the fucking, yours was like the modern version of like stop and smell the roses. Like, look, just look around. Look what the fuck we're doing, man. Right. And in that moment, we all just started settled in. And like, then also, we got on that whole tangent, like when you said that's some Teddy Pendergrass shit. I remember that whole conversation because it's burned in my head. But I just wanted to give you the shout out for that.
I do. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Well, this is what we do on a Thursday.
How about that? Look at that. My guys.
My dude. Good to see you, man.
Likewise.
I'm at Gabrus on all social media. Buy tickets to my tour dates. We just added a second Boston show, which I think is tomorrow night. So buy that shit. Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum podcast.